In this first segment, I want to dive into tax minimization. You know, thanks to increased government spending during the pandemic, the national debt is expected to exceed the size of the entire U.S. economy by the end of this year. The only time that's ever happened is after World War II, and it looks like we're going to be there at the end of this year. So could this mean tax increases maybe in the future? You know, also one thing interesting of note after World War II is we had huge surplus. In our budget deficit or surplus in 1947 and 48, we had huge, largest on record to my knowledge, government surplus. So we immediately were able to get control of the federal debt. And that's not the case today. It's projected that the deficits will continue to skyrocket. So you can't assume that your tax burden in retirement's going to be lower or that it's not going to increase. So let's discuss how to minimize tax income taxes. You know, we all know it's not how much you make, it's how much you get to keep. So let's just talk about that for just a bit here. You know, government spending now, and we have the expiration of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act at the end of 2025. On the personal side, the business side for business income is not going to expire. It is a part of the permanent tax code if there are no changes in Congress. But the personal side, our personal tax brackets, the increase in the standard deduction, the decrease in income tax brackets, the increase in how much you can pass to your loved ones with no estate tax. And I could go on and on and on. All that is going to expire at the end of 2025. Now, you also, you know, if you're in the early years of retirement, you also, if you're, you know, under age 72, you could be looking at a double whammy. Number one, income taxes are going to increase under current law, and you're going to have these required minimum distributions from your IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts. So you're going to have to start taking about 4% per year out of your retirement accounts, and it's reportable as taxable ordinary income. If not all of it, most of it probably. So, you know, you're talking $1 million IRA, you're talking about $40,000 of taxable income that you don't have right now. So there's a lot of things you can do to take advantage of today's historically low rates, and I'm not even accounting for where might tax rates go in the future with new laws. I mean, they're not only going up now in 2026. I think it's extremely likely when you look at the simple math of where we are with our debt and our deficits and the fact that Congress is going to continue to do more stimulus for this economy, that our tax system in the next 5 to 10 years could change dramatically. So what are you doing to save on your income taxes? So a couple of things I'm going to throw up here. One is, of course, Roth IRA. Roth IRA can be very effective, especially in the early years of retirement when you're not 72 years old yet. Now, even if you're over 72, Roth IRA could be very powerful. But, you know, let's back up for a second. Roth IRAs can have a tendency to be oversold, in my opinion. Because when does a Roth IRA benefit you over a traditional IRA? Or when does a Roth 401k benefit you over a traditional traditional 401k? And the answer is if your taxes, when you fund the Roth, you know, when you fund a Roth, if you do a Roth conversion today, let's say you take $50,000 from your 401, your IRA, and you put it in a Roth. You got to pay the income tax on the $50,000 now. But then after 5 years, as long as you're over 59 and a half, that Roth IRA is tax-free to you. So when that really pays off is if your income tax bracket when you fund the Roth is lower than it is when you take the money out of the Roth later on. So if you're in the final years of your working life, if you make a pretty decent amount of money, you know, if you as a married couple are making a healthy six-figure income, your taxable income is probably going to go down substantially in retirement. Now, tax rates may also go up, But, you know, doing Roth conversion in the final years of retirement, it can make sense, but oftentimes it does not make sense. But in the early years of retirement, before you have to start taking distributions from your 401k or IRA at 72 years old, you know, you have the ability, potentially, to maybe live in a very low tax bracket. And you know when you're in your mid-70s and 80s, if you have large retirement accounts, you know your tax rates are going to go up. So that's the time you want to consider Roth IRA conversion. Okay, so they can really help reduce tax burdens moving forward. Now, it is an upfront tax cost, so you know it's going to take you some time to recover that tax cost, and you really need to be able to pay that tax out of non-Roth monies. Like you need to have other monies that are set at the bank, or could even be in other investments that are not inside a retirement account. You need to have other monies to be able to pay the taxes on it. But it is going to take some time, and you need to be able to afford that upfront tax hit. I meet with some people that can afford, it might make sense from the math of it when you look at taxes today versus taxes in the future, but because of their income need, it's questionable as to whether they can afford to take that tax hit in the early years of retirement, because you don't want to deplete your savings too fast. So really, it just needs a comprehensive analysis. Everybody needs that. It's a tax analysis. Can you afford to bear this tax cost? Because there is a tax cost up front, but if you can afford to, it might be one of the best things you could do. I also want to mention, before our first break today, I also want to mention long-term capital gains. You know, we do have a 0% tax rate in our tax code, and it's for long-term capital gains. When your taxable income, if you're married filing jointly, if your taxable income is under $80,000, now that's after your tax deduction. So if you have $105,000 of income and you take a $25,000 tax deduction, you've got an $80,000 taxable income. If you're under 80, any portion of that is long-term capital gain has a 0% tax cost. And, you know, especially if you're not 72, this could be an opportunity to really take advantage of. And, you know, I see issues. You know, I had a couple come into my office this week, and they have a pretty large investment base of investment assets. And, you know, about a little over $2 million. And all of their IRA and 401k investments were in things like stocks and mutual funds and ETFs, exchange-traded index funds. In other words, they were in investments where if you hold it for a year and then you sell it and there's a gain and you hold it for over a year, you get long-term capital gains tax treatment. The problem is in an IRA or 401k, you don't get that tax benefit because everything coming out is taxed as ordinary income. And then all of their non-IRA money was at the bank. In bank types of investments, CDs, money markets, they did have some individual bonds. The point is they can't get the long-term capital gains tax treatment on any of those assets. So their asset location was important. So we're creating a plan for them to have some of their capital assets, their stocks and mutual funds, outside the IRA, where if we hold them for over a year, we can take advantage of long-term capital gains tax treatment. And that's just one component of how an effective tax strategy can make sense. What is the asset location? How are you diversifying your investments from a tax perspective where you can take advantage of everything the tax code has to offer? So this is critically important. You know, taxes over our lifetime, for most of us, are our largest expense. And it's not even close. And when you look at your retirement account withdrawals, your real estate holdings, Social Security benefits, and investments, you may be leaving a substantial amount of money on the table without a comprehensive tax planning strategy. Do you have a long-term tax strategy, or are you only focused getting through year to year? And you're more mainly just preparing taxes every year in the spring, which is really looking in the rearview mirror. It's not proactive in looking forward.